This is Wade Bransky with the Chief Organizer's Report. The 2028 campaign starts now. Joe Biden has now made his farewell speech as president. Donald Trump will be inaugurated within days as the next president of the United States. All of this means so many things, but one thing is certain, whether in the headlines or not, is that the campaign for president in 2028 also begins now. Trump will be sworn in as a lame duck president who's barred by the Constitution from seeking a third term. With his countdown in office for 4 years will also come the timeline for candidates from both major parties and a score of minor ones to get on the hustings and suit up. On the Republican side, Vice President J.D. Vance will obviously be in the catbird seat with increased visibility and exposure at all levels and travel paid for by the federal government, both domestically and internationally. His task is whether he can continue to foist himself off as a Trump acolyte sufficient to keep the old man support, but more diluted so that he could attract voters outside of the MAGA circle. Some believe that Donald Jr. is a prospect in some weird inheritance of the Donald the first base. I'm doubtful. Trump has proven himself to be sui generis without any evidence of coattails to elect others to office. There will be others. Florida Senator Mark Rubio, soon to be Secretary of State, might be attractive to some. He was obsequious enough to survive to win a big plum in this job-seeking contest. As Secretary of State, he will be the highest-ranking Latino in federal government history and could seem attractive and continue to lure that constituency to the Republicans. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, despite his poor showing in 2024, likely is still licking his wounds and dreaming of the White House. With his archenemy Susie Wiles now the chief of staff and determined to remain in that job for the entire 4 years, he can't count on any help from the White House. He doesn't have a shot. On the Democratic side, California Governor Newsom is frequently mentioned, but might be too easy a target over the coming years to put together the needed coalition of voter support. Although she's become invisible since the election, Vice President Kamala Harris should stay on any list for this horse race, despite all of the naysaying now about the impossibility of electing a woman to the office. There continues to be a lot of spin in the direction of two critical state governors, Pennsylvania's Josh Shapiro and Michigan's Gretchen Whitmer. Some tout Kentucky's Governor Andy Brashear, but I can't see how he can get national enough. I read something interesting about Arizona's incoming Senator Ruben Galeo that underscored how well he polled in winning, including being way ahead of Harris in Arizona, and obviously appealing to a growing and significant demographic that will attract attention in the Trump deportation madness. Who knows what will shake out over the coming 4 years, but I guarantee from now on this will be a constant item in the news of the day because the race is now officially going to be on. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.